We were doing the laws of reading the Torah, the 68th chapter in the Ketur Chanoch Mekochaim, and now we're up to the laws of reading on Shabbos morning. So Shabbos morning, we take out the Sefer Torah. Today it's become very accepted that it's meritorious to be the one to take out the Sefer Torah, and it's considered a good segula for having kids and having an easy delivery, and so people will bid for that a lot. I don't know where that comes from, but it's pretty much become very widespread. On Shabbos morning, we are permitted to add aliyos. If we would like to call more people up to the Torah, we can do that. We can even repeat, like we do at Maftir, in order to give more people the opportunity to come up to the Torah, even though they're making a new blessing over the reading of the Torah. Ideally, we don't add too many because it's tedious for the crowd to hear so many aliyot. Yeah? I don't know of such a limitation. The patience of the crowd.
Is there a minimum of seven plus Maftir?
There's a minimum of seven. Sometimes you have to worry that there are congregants or guests who will get very upset if they don't get called up to the Torah. So then you ignore the crowd and you got to work to maintain the peace, even though the crowd might be a little annoyed at having such a long delay. And that's what often happens when you have a bar mitzvah or a wedding. So very often they feel like they got to give an aliyah to every brother and every uncle. And then you can have shuls where the Kriyas HaTorah can take an hour and a half. Malasot. So if sometimes you have to worry that you have a bigger crowd than you have guests. So you got to figure it out. Meaning you got to try and maintain the peace. That's one of the challenges in shul. So some shuls, like the shul I daven in, have an institution that you never add aliyos. So we once had a bar mitzvah, and a parent came to me, the parent of the bar mitzvah, and said, "You got to make this exception. I have this person, and I can't fit them in." So I said, "I can't make an exception. What we'll do is, don't give me the aliyah. You wanted to honor me with an aliyah. Leave me out and give him my aliyah, and then you'll get it." And the logic is, if there's been this institution in the shul, you break it once, you're finished. That's it. Then everyone's going to have this one person they have to honor. The truth is, I don't mind them giving my aliyah to someone else. I don't need an aliyah. But there's also a logic that if that's an institution in the shul, then you got to try and maintain it. We try to divide the laning of the Torah, the way it's written in Chumashim. And we try to make it that everyone gets their own fresh new aliyah. We don't usually repeat, even when we add. So we'll break up the parsha into more sections, but we don't usually repeat other than Maftir. What happens if you're in shul and you notice that they skipped the pasuk, and as much as you try to get their attention, there's no one listening? So you got to redo it. So how do you redo it? So we go all the way back and we redo the pasuk that was missed. You got to read a minimum of three psukim, right? So you do that together with two more. If you already left shul, so he says, you're stuck, you missed it. Now we have to try and hear the whole Torah. So it's not just the Torah reading of one Shabbos, but we're supposed to hear the whole Torah reading, from Bereishis till the end of Vezoseh Bracha. You're not supposed to miss a parasha, you're not supposed to miss a word. Try doing that, right? That's why you see some people, if they think they missed a word, they'll go to the next minyan to catch that word. But the truth is, they're not so far off. Meaning there is this idea that the institution was, you should hear the whole Torah every year. What happens if you're flying from Chutz Lartz to Israel? And sometimes you have a Yom Tov that ends on a Friday. You can have a Pesach ending on a Friday. So then in Chutz Lartz, they have 2 days Yom Tov. So that Shabbos, they don't read in the Torah. They have Friday Shabbos Yom Tov reading. And here in Israel, Friday was the last day of Yom Tov. And Shabbos, we have regular reading. So then you have a situation where here in Israel, we're ahead of Chutz Lartz by one parsha. And then you're flying into Israel, Parshas Behaloscha, meaning in Chutz Lartz, they're going to read Naso, the longest parsha in the Torah. And you're flying to Israel where they're already up to the next parsha, Behaloscha. So what do you do? So you have a few options. What you can do is that Shabbos at Mincha, instead of reading only till Sheni of the next week's parasha. You're still in Chutzards, right? So you get your buddies, you get together a minyan, and you read the whole next week's parasha at Mincha. That way you don't miss that parasha. The other thing you can do is when you land in Israel, have the Baal Koreh start from last week's parasha and read it all the way through this week's parasha. So I had the pleasure of attending a bar mitzvah where the parasha that was missed by the guest was Naso, the longest parasha in the Torah. Oh, yeah. And that's what they did. they had the bar mitzvah or someone else read the whole parasha. You know, the first Aliyah started from Naso, read through the whole Naso. And then the first Aliyah of Mehaloscha. That's again, this idea that you don't miss even one parasha. You should hear the whole Torah read every year.